Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at the idea, we are looking at the mishnah of Bet Yud Gimel here in Season 5, Chapter 2, Paragraph 13 with the wonderful commentary of Svarno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. So we talked last time about the proper path to go upon. So you would think that the not proper path, which we talk about in this Mishnah, should be the opposite, but it's not exactly opposite, so let's see what happens. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, his five disciples, among his many disciples, Se'uru'u ezehi derech ra'ashi yisrachek mimenu ha'adam, go out and discern which is the evil path from which a man should distance himself. Rabbi Elezer says, Rabbi Elezer Omer, I and Ra, Rabbi Elezer says, an evil eye. Rabbi Shua Omer Chavera, Rabbi Shua says a wicked friend. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Ra. Rabbi Yossi says a wicked neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer Halova the Inam Shalem, one who borrows and does not repay. Echad Halova Min Adam Kalova Min Amakom, one who borrows from one man is like one who borrows from the omnipresent, as it says, Shenema Lover Rasha Velo Yishalem, the wicked one borrows and does not repay. But the righteous one is gracious and gives. Rabbi Elezer, Omer Levra. Rabbi Elezer says a wicked heart. Amar Lahem, he says to them, Rabbi Yochanan says to them, Roa ani es divrei Elezer ben Arach midivreichem, shebechlal divarav divreichem, because his words include all of yours. Your words are included in his words. You have an evil heart, you have a bad heart, you have a stingy heart, then you're going to be a wicked neighbor, you're going to be a wicked friend. You're not going to think about paying people back. You're not going to think about having a good eye and to be generous to other people. You have a bad heart, an evil heart. You're going to incorporate all of these bad things. Svarno points out, although the master, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, already stated that all the traits the other disciples had praised as being good could not become actual without a good heart, nonetheless, they incorrectly concluded that this does not rule out the possibility of a wicked trait existing, even in the absence of a wicked heart. The master answered them by saying that even that which appears to be intrinsically evil is not truly evil if there is an absence of a wicked heart. As our sages say, Gadola avera lishma mi mitzvah shalo lishma, greater transgression for the sake of heaven than a mitzvah which is not for the sake of heaven. This is evident from the incident of Ya'el, Tamar, and others. We talked about in the other time how the evil and the good, there are different things. A good eye needs to have the good heart. Evil is not always the reverse of good, but sometimes you have to see how to go about your life, how to go about things in the proper manner, in the proper way. A person that has a good heart, a person that is generous, a person that thinks how they could give to others, a person that thinks what they could do for others, that's the person of the trait we want to emulate. That's the way we want to be. That's what we want to happen. We need to have that proper outlook in life. We need to have that proper giving, generous nature. Having that good heart really solves all. A person with that generous nature, the good heart, is really able to give to others, is really able to do for others, is really able to do wonders in the world. A person that has the evil heart really incorporates everything else. He won't think of others, won't be a good neighbor, won't be a good friend, won't be someone who thinks things through, who thinks of even paying people back. We want to make sure to be able to be involved in this life in the right way. You want to be in a good path. You want to be in a good procession in life. Make sure to involve yourself in the right way. Make sure to have that generous nature. Go lifnei mishuras hadin, above and beyond the call of the duty of what is required, what is asked for in life. Yes, you need to give 10% to tzedakah. We should all be zocha to always have enough money to give tzedakah. But who says you have to give only 10%? Why can't you give 11%, 12%? Don't be stingy. Don't be less than, but go above and beyond. Having that good heart, generous nature says, I'll cook a meal for you. I've talked about this before. And I'll write that I'm giving you chicken, but really I'm going to give you chicken and potatoes, and I'm going to give you chicken nuggets for your kids and french fries for your kids. I'll give you fruit for your kids. I'll give you the drinks. I'll give you the cutlery and the napkins, everything inclusive involved. When I cook for people, blinender, I personally really try to do that. I try to write something small, my wife and I will write, and we try to go in above and beyond because we want to cultivate in ourselves. We want to cultivate in our hearts how to have that good heart, how to have that generous disposition, the giving disposition. And more, me'at v'aseh harbe, Avraham teaches us, say a little but do a lot. So write a little bit, but go above and beyond. Have that generous heart. Have that generous nature. Be opposite of the evil heart, which is the wrong path to take in life. Having the good heart is the proper path to have in life. When we have such a path in life, all the ways of life can be pleasant. All the ways of life can be wonderful if only we could start with having that good heart. Join us next time as we talk about three things that you should keep in mind here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.